Okay, it's Thursday morning, and we're in Cyprus. We're in a car. I'm with Jason Liasetos, and we are trying to get to Nicosia. Unfortunately, they're all out of English maps, and they gave us a Russian map, and unfortunately, none of us can read Russian, so we're trying to, between the Greek and the Russian, we're trying to get onto the highway to Nicosia. So hopefully it's not going to be too painful. So we've arrived in Nicosia now, and we're driving, looking for if there's any people gathering. All the banks that we've passed so far, at least on the outskirts of Nicosia, have been shut, and with security guards outside, looking quite heavy. But and we see some people are trying to get their money out of cash points. So far, it looks like not all the banks are open, and not all the ATMs. I've got cash in them. We're still going to try to look for an open bank.
You know, they have been organized.
San Hitler.
They have been organized in such a way, and they have appointed a leader, Mr. Schäuble.
Be careful.
Okay.
To really manage to succeed. What they have now admitted that as the ex-minister of Luxembourg said, the way we behaved towards the Cypriots was like that they were gangsters and cheaters. Yeah, but the...
It's the other way around.
Yeah, now they went, what is done is done. Why don't they remedy what they have done? Instead, they insist that every day or other day they will check whether everything is going right. We have no problem to accept proving to them that there will be no way that things will not go better and better and better. But today they say to us, the banks have opened after 15 days, and the only money you are allowed to draw will be 300 euro a day.
And are the banks open today or not?
They are open at 12.
300 euro, no more?
No more than that.
Every day?
Every day, for 4 days. And then they will reconsider the terms and conditions.
Do you think that's because they know everyone's going to pull all their money out as quick as they can? You think so?
Look, let me put it this way.
Draw all the money.
It's very obvious that a lot of people have been scared that they will lose their money. But I have the feeling that patriotically thinking, they will not do that.
They will not pull all the money.
No.
For the good of the island.
You see, we the Cypriots are very, very proud of our nature, of our being Cypriots. We suffered a worse catastrophe in 1974. In those days, again, the Cypriots could have withdrawn all their money, fearing that something worse would have happened. Not only didn't they do it, but they worked in such a way so that Cyprus has become economically one of the strongest in Europe.
Yeah.
Now, what the previous government has done, they made a mistake, they made mistakes, which now the ordinary people are paying. You know, they made mistakes. That's why a criminal sort of team has been established to investigate all those who have behaved in such a way to bring Cyprus to this point.
How can I ask you something? How were the people able to survive for over a week without money? What did they do?
Listen. It's not a matter of being, we are not suffering, we are not a country where poverty is so obvious that we will not survive. Of course we survive.
Sure.
If I throw 300 euro today, 300 tomorrow, 600 euro, no matter what obligation I have to complete, I will organize myself in such a way so that throwing the 300 today, throwing the 300 tomorrow for 4 days, and after everybody will think about what has been done to Cyprus, everything will be cooled down and they will come to normal. You understand? So,
do you think people will still put their money back in the banks afterwards?
I don't think that they would throw the money and send it away.
No, I mean, the
big
people,
amounts.
So, Cosmos, I mean, the people.
Big amounts, they can't.
The big amounts, they can't.
I mean, the big deposits, they can't. Because they cannot, I mean, they can only draw £100,000. £100,000
euro.
If they have 500,000 euro, it's.
There are restrictions.
Right.
The government which has been elected now, after this